Drive on live. Hello and sawadee kap. This is Live 89.5 on this bright and breezy day. And I'm joined in the studio with someone who's going to be starting, well, already organising an event which is happening in the very near future. Could you introduce yourself, sir, and tell us why you're here to talk today?
Yeah, hello. Welcome all the listeners to Live 89.5 Radio. As you know, it's the best radio station on the island.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Old friend Jason. Yeah, my name is Walter Dreyer, and I'm the organizer and director of the Phuket Sport Fishing Tournament since 13 years. I lost my two partners. They don't want to organize it anymore, so I do it by myself. And this will happen from the 21st to the 24th of November.
That's correct. So that's the info we've got on our Phuket News website, so people can check that out. Now, for anyone who hasn't listened in the past few years, let's have a little rundown of what happens from the starting day and throughout the event.
Yeah, and the 21st is actually only registration day, where every team have to sign in, pay a little entry fee, get all the information, start numbers, little brochure, what's allowed, what's not allowed, and have some fun, some food and some drinks.
Yeah, it's always nice too, isn't it? It's a nice gathering because different people come back every year from different countries, so that's always nice to get them sort of like meet and greet as well as registration, isn't it?
Yeah, and the whole tournament is not a very serious thing, you know. We're doing like fishing with friends, everything is nearly, we don't fish FGF, IGFA rules, where you don't can touch this, and so it's more fun fishing, and it's team competition, that means everybody can help each other, and it's more for camaraderie, and as Jason you say, people from all over the world come. We have a lot of different people from the world, and most of them are actually returning customers, so seeing old friends again, it's fine.
Yeah, nice international communications going on there. Yeah. I always like it. It's always nice. So we've been in the past few years, we've been at the lighthouse, which is nice. And this is all down on, what is that road called, Walter? The front road there?
Beach road.
It's the little beach road. It's basically, if you go down the what's commonly known as the Chalong Pier Road, but it's actually called Sunrise Road. Yeah. And then it's kind of, you get to the end of there where the buses and the boats go out. And then you go to the beachfront, follow the road round, and there's a nice little stretch there. We've been at the lighthouse before. We did a registration and opening. Was that last year?
This was last year.
And then Tamarind Bar before that, which is always nice. The team there always looked after us. And this year, it's going to be
at Rosie's Coffee and Restaurant. And I guarantee for excellent food, a lot of smoked fish from our company, from Captain Hook Smokehouse.
Captain Hook Smokehouse. Yeah, fantastic
the
product.
Best smoked fish in Asia.
Yeah, fantastic. It is. It's really good. I guarantee that as well. I've experienced this. It's always nice when we're at an event, we're doing the radio, and then you come along and you're like, oh, Jason, would you like some of this fantastic smoked salmon? It's like, well, do you know what, Walter? I will. And then you're like, and also, we've got this one, and we've got the new fish. And it's always, you look
exactly.
After us. You look after
now
us.
Now we even do kippers.
Oh, you do kippers as well?
Yes. Oh, I have to say, we made the first test run, a bit salty, but so the taste was wonderful.
Yeah, but that's so nice, the learning easy. Curve, isn't it, how to get it right.
But I see the next batch is done fine, and then everywhere can buy kippers, not only the English guys who love it, actually.
Yeah.
I tried it, and it was my childhood. Herring fish, and then it was a bit lost, and then I tasted it back and said, wow.
Yeah, it's classic. It's classic.
It's a classic.
It's back from the UK. It's like, that is a classic, so especially for breakfast. Yep. Smoke me a kipper, I'll be back for breakfast. So that's fantastic. So you're going to be putting some of your fine produce on at the grand opening and registration day on the 21st at Rosie's Restaurant. That's always nice. There's always beverages sort of available for people as well. And this is the start of it. So once teams are registered, is there numbers and sizes?
It starts actually at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes on until 8 o'clock. And when you want to meet, this famous DJ, Jason Wilder, he will be there too.
He's one of my favourites. I quite like that guy. He's a bit weird. He's a bit weird. Sometimes just goes, you know, he goes a bit off the subject, you know. But yeah, that'll be nice for people if they go and say hello to him. Probably sing one of his catchphrase songs, like that's about the safety awareness of wearing helmets. Some people go and do that to him, I believe, as well, which he enjoys. I like hearing people scream that back at me. It's like kind of like a little bit of like, you know, a retribution, I think it is, kind of thing. So this will be great. Down at Rosie's now, team sizes and...
For adult anglers and junior anglers, free of numbers and free of charge.
Okay, so adult teams is four per team, but encouraging junior anglers... they're coming in for free, unlimited in numbers. Also, it's not, you know, it's men and female, it's male and female sport fishing as well. They've got a lot of the girls come in and get involved as well.
Yes, we have, looks like now 5 lady anglers so far. We have 11 registered teams. And as I say, there's prizes for lady anglers as well. So they are separated from males. So only female trophy going out as well.
Brilliant. And you have on most nights, it's like once everyone's gone out fishing, then everyone comes back, and that's again where the social's going on as
well. Yep, of course. So the normal fishing day starts at 8 o'clock from Chalong Pier, and latest the boats have to be back at 7 p.m. Then we wait the fish in front of Rosie's, and there is every day food and music and fun.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, so this is for 2 days, and then the last day on the 24th, it's also start 8 o'clock, but we stop 6 o'clock. Well, that's the final day. It's a lot of counting of points and checking who is the winner, who wins a trophy. So we have all together 14 trophies. We have 12 available spaces. And for every heaviest species, every heaviest fish of the species, there will be awarded the prize. And then we have a lot of giveaways as well, like Chalong Fishing Park is giving us 6 days, 3 days of fishing, what we will give also as a prize to some outstanding fish or whatever. We don't know. That's
to be arranged. Nice. Get the bills going with it. And that's nice of Chalong Fishing Park to get involved as well. So this is brilliant. How do people, if they want to get more information, or they want to sort of, can they register first online, or is it just literally turn up on the day?
Yeah, they can. We have my phone number, what is 087270012. They can call me up directly. They come in. We have a Facebook site, Book It Sport Fishing Tournament. And
that's probably the best way, and then you can get the phone number on there as well.
That's the best way. Tell me whatever. Actually, the entry fee, we had an early bird, but it's finished on 31st of October. Now we have an entry fee of 13,000 baht per team. Therefore, you have 4 days free food, T-shirts, and prizes.
But that's the old price. What's the actual price now for people who turn up?
Yeah, that's 13,000.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, right. That's the price now.
Early bird was finished on 31st of October.
Okay, you missed that. Should have got pre-Halloween in there, but never mind. It's still value because you're, like you say, you've got a good few days of great entertainment and something that people are, you know, still passionate about doing and getting out there.
And I can guarantee this all super, super nice people. People who goes on the ocean and fish, and it's not serious. No, it's more fun, as I said before. It's fun. Excellent. But anyway, everybody want to win, you know?
Yeah, it's a competition, but it's nice to have a, like, you know, it's a bit of banter as well, isn't it? It's pretty good out there. So that's going on. It's the PST, the Phuket Sports Fishing Tournament, as Walter said. You can find them on Facebook as well. Fire him a message or just come along to Rosie's Restaurant on the beach road there next to the pier at Chalong Pier. And enjoy. It's going to be really cool. And that one to really remember is that basically the juniors, the young anglers that are encouraged, that they are for free, and there is unlimited in teams. So get the kids out there and enjoy. Thanks, Walter, for coming in.
Thank you very much, Jason.
She'll see you on the 21st for the registration day.
I'm really looking forward to serve you some excellent kippers.
I'm really looking forward to trying Captain Hook's smokehouse kippers. That is going to be that's going to be a feature. I'll do it live on radio. Mm. Eating kippers on the radio. Right, okay, thanks ever so much, Walter. All the best. Chocolate cup.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. And as I say, best music station on the island and best fishing tournament in Asia.
Cup on. Squeeze.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.